Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. We'd like to welcome back to the show TDA Administrator Rick Rhodes. Now, Rick, the Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Any ideas?
Valentine's Day is really a great time for us to remember and express appreciation for the people in our lives that we love. Whether that's a spouse, parent, child, or even a close friend, flowers provide a way to brighten someone's day or extend sentiments of love, congratulations, or certainly condolences. Most people consider flowers one of nature's many gifts that can be used in a way to share emotion. All of these factors contribute to why Valentine's Day is the single busiest day of the year for florists.
How many flowers are given out on Valentine's Day?
You know, this last year it was estimated that $1.9 billion was spent in the United States on flowers. The most popular flower given as a Valentine's gift is by far red roses. The U.S. floral industry grows an astonishing 224 million roses just for Valentine's Day alone.
Okay, so we're talking about some pretty big numbers there. What can we do to support the local floral industry?
Well, this year for Valentine's Day, we really encourage Texans to go local and go Texan. Buying flowers from your local florist has many advantages. Locally grown flowers provide good jobs for our immediate community and help keep revenue in Texas. Locally grown flowers are fresh and usually picked the same day or just the day before you get them. Because they are fresh and not shipped in from far away, they tend to last a lot longer, keeping the holiday alive and bright. To find a local florist near you, visit texaslocalflorist.com.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.